Depending on your budget, it can be hard to find a home in northern Colorado. That's the issue playing out right now in Greeley and Fort Collins. Hundreds of new homes could soon be built at the base of the foothills west of Fort Collins. But as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, some residents are speaking out because open space is on the line.
During its time, Hughes Stadium in Fort Collins hosted hundreds of football games and other memorable events, like this Bob Dylan concert in 1976. But it was torn down last spring after Colorado State University built a new stadium on campus. The what comes next question has been on the mind of Z Ziola ever since. Here he is at a neighborhood meeting in April that a couple hundred people attended.
Obviously, if we just drop a housing thing on here, that trail closes. It gets so busy and eroded, it goes away.
Right now, Lennar, a home developer, is in the process of buying the land from CSU. Lennar wants to build between 600 and 700 homes here, and that would be right next to the Maxwell Natural Area. It's more than 50 acres that includes hiking and biking trails, and Ziola has lived across the street from it for the past 20 years. I met him at the trailhead on our mountain bikes.
I know the roads can't handle that. I know there's no traffic signals, but I also know that doing that, like I said, a pencil's line across from this Maxwell Natural Area is going to have negative impacts on the conservation and recreation of this area.
But the reality is Fort Collins also needs more new homes.
We really have not kept up with housing.
Cameron Gloss leads the city's planning department.
If you actually look at the numbers and you see the regional growth where we're actually pushing some of our workers out further and further from the community.
So this is what the growing pains in Fort Collins look like. In the past decade, the population has grown by nearly 30,000 residents. The median home price is now $420,000 and steadily going up. And Gloss says projects on the scale of the Hughes site are a rarity.
But you can imagine all the sites in Fort Collins. This is one of our largest opportunity sites and an area where if you were to build a new neighborhood, this might be a good fit.
Optimally, we would have some kind of a buffer zone there.
John Stokes is the Natural Areas Department Director. He's aware of the tension between the new neighborhood and the Maxwell Natural Area.
To be pragmatic, we live in a growing community. And so we have to, I think, view new developments as partners in all of this, because we are partners. We all live together. We're going to have to figure out how we live together and how we interface a new development with an open space or a natural area.
Those types of conversations are also happening on a much broader scale. Right now, the city's updating its natural areas master plan for the next 10 years.
We can add more land to our portfolio. We can build additional trails or trail connections. We can do all of those things. But over time, I would expect to see these trails get more crowded. I do believe that that is inevitable.
I did not think that was going to be that hard. All right.
It doesn't look as hard as
all right.
Back at the Maxwell Natural Area, Z Ziola and I bike up to get a better view of where Hughes Stadium used to stand. As we're looking out over empty space, he says he's open to that kind of collaboration.
Let the developers make their money, but also use that as a reason to invest and a reason to better manage the natural area to accommodate for all those people. Because at the end of the day, more people recreating in our natural areas in a responsible way is a good thing.
CSU and Lennar didn't want to comment for this story, but a final deal on the sale of the Hughes Stadium land is expected later in the year. Once it's done, a detailed plan for the neighborhood will be released to the public. If that goes through, construction on new homes could begin next summer. Matt Bloom, KUNC, Fort Collins.